Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, and a very warm welcome to St. Catherine's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this eighth Sunday after Trinity. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, the family of God. United in prayer, we offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. We come together to receive his holy word. And in the gospel reading today, Jesus emphasizes to us the importance of being prepared for the times that he comes to us and calls us to work in his name. And so as we come before God, we pray that we may be faithful disciples of Jesus, as we pray together. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour, who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty.
Almighty Lord and everlasting God, we beseech you to direct, sanctify, and govern us in the ways of your laws and the works of your commandments, that through your most mighty protection, both here and ever, we may be preserved in body and soul, through our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Genesis. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, You have given me no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them. Then he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Response to Psalm 33. Let your steadfast love be upon us, O Lord. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all humankind. From where he sits enthroned, he watches all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds. Let your steadfast love be upon us, O Lord. A king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a vain hope for victory, for by its great might it cannot save. Let your steadfast love be upon us, O Lord. Truly the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Let your steadfast love be upon us, O Lord. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and shield. Our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Let your steadfast love be upon us, O Lord. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, by conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen may be made from things that are not visible. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he set out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith he received power of procreation, even though he was too old, and Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person, and this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven and as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. All of these died in faith, without having received the promises. But from a distance they saw and greeted him. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth. For people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, he has prepared a city for them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Do not be afraid, says the Lord, for it is your Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whose masters find alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. The motto, "Be prepared," is instantly recognizable to us as the motto of the Scouting Movement, introduced by Robert Baden-Powell in his book on Scouting, published in 1908. One of the aims of the Scouting Movement is to prepare young people to take their place in the world as responsible, resourceful, and capable citizens. Children are helped to develop and reach their potential, to be prepared for all that they might face in their lives. And this motto, "Be prepared," is one which leaps out at us from today's gospel reading. Jesus is speaking with his disciples. "Be dressed for action," he tells them. "Have your lamps lit. Be prepared. You must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." Jesus promised his disciples he would return. In the Creed, we profess our belief that he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. But we do not know the hour. So Jesus reminds us that we have to live in a constant state of readiness. We must be always prepared, because Jesus can come to us at any time. Being ready to greet our Lord means being in a state of grace before God. We live in a state of grace when we give ourselves wholly to God, when we repent of all that is ungodly within us, our sins, and receive the Lord's mercy and forgiveness. We live in a state of grace when we walk with Jesus as our friend and companion every day of our lives, when his ways become our ways, when we love others as he loves us. Our whole lives are a time of preparation for the moment when we come face to face with God in heaven at our death. Jesus makes it clear throughout the Gospels: how we live our lives will determine the welcome we will receive on the day God calls us home. It is a sobering thought, but Jesus reassures us, telling us, "Do not be afraid, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Our Heavenly Father longs to share his eternal home with all his people, and promises a place at his side to all who live lives of faithfulness, all who walk in his ways, all who build their whole lives on the two commandments to love God and our neighbors as ourselves. Yet it is not only at the hour of our death that Jesus comes to us. He is our constant companion. He comes to us every day. He is the unseen guest at every meal. He is our host as we gather around the table of the Lord in church. He comes to us in every person that we meet each day. For those who turn their back on someone in need, turn their back on Jesus. We remember how Jesus told his disciples of those who visited him in the sick, in the prisoner, in the homeless and the naked. These are the ones, Jesus tells us, who will be welcomed into God's kingdom. We have to be prepared to meet him whenever and in whoever he comes to us. For those who are faithful, for those who are prepared for the time when Jesus comes to us, he promises great things. Never again will we be separated from God. Never will God's love be kept from us. We will share with Jesus the glory of his risen life forever. We do not need to be afraid. Our hope, our faith will not disappoint us. We just have to be prepared. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, and for our own ministry area. May the Church always demonstrate her great faith in God to the world, in her worship and in her work. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence, war, and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and those suffering from famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations seek to govern their people in the ways of justice and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we always trust in the Lord and faithfully seek to fulfil his will for our community. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need, and strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed, and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you. Peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, we beseech you, that the course of this world may be so peaceably ordered by your governance, that your church may joyfully serve you in all godly quietness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just before our blessing and our final hymn, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gellige, for our service of home worship this morning. It's really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a very happy, peaceful, safe and healthy week to come. And I do hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Unresting.